Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Sometimes it seems as though almost every kid we meet is diagnosed with ADHD.
Right. Well, because we work in a clinical setting.
That's true.
Right. They
That's
end true. Up here.
But if you talk to parents at a baseball game, if you talk to parents at a soccer game, if you talk to parents at a school, mm-hmm. you're going to run into somebody who says that their kid has ADHD.
Absolutely. There's no question.
Yeah. So it does beg the question, does every kid have ADHD?
Right. Man, I could start lunching into this one. You know why? Because whenever you deal with other disorders, mm-hmm. early onset bipolar, anxiety, when you see children who are struggling early on, typically the first diagnosis that's made is ADHD.
Right.
You know, it looks like ADHD mm-hmm. because that's what the symptoms look like.
Right.
And I was going to write an article one year and say, everything starts as ADHD.
Right.
No matter what it is, it always says, you know, well, when he was five, he got a diagnosis of ADHD.
Right.
Of course he did. Everybody does.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what you have, you get a diagnosis of
but
ADHD.
That's also because every five-year-old has ADHD.
And that's the other reason that they all look like they have ADHD. Certainly every 2 and 3 year old
right.
looks like it. And so, you have to be careful. But yeah, it begins to look like everybody has it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I frequently said that. We have said many times, well, doesn't everybody know that about ADHD?
Right.
No, they don't, because right. there are many new parents who are discovering it for the first time.
Right.
And we know about it because we've been dealing with it for
right.
more years than we like to remember.
Right.
But not everybody has, and not everybody
right.
does. So, yes, it begins to look like everybody has it.
Yeah.
And there are schools where the teachers would like to put it in the drinking would like to put stimulant medication in the drinking fountains.
Yeah.
But like every kid has ADHD in
yeah.
some classrooms,
yeah.
that's not possible.
Hey, that would be a really interesting
experiment, wouldn't it?
To fortify milk with Ritalin
right.
and start selling it to schools. But that's what
wow.
you're right. That's what a lot of teachers, a lot of parents would like is
mm-hmm.
because and man, when we talk tomorrow about causes
right.
we're going to really dig into that a little bit because
mm-hmm.
you know why are the rates what they are and
right.
they continue to increase.
They're increasing
right,
right. yeah but they are going up significantly not
mm-hmm.
just a little each year
right.
they're taking leaps every
right.
year
yeah we have a link in the show notes to what we found to be the latest data coming from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Right.
It was just published earlier this year, though the data only go up through 2016. But it talks about an ongoing increase
right.
in diagnoses. Now, the challenge with these, let's say this to begin with, because we were just talking about this just before we started recording, the data are a little bit difficult to interpret
mm-hmm.
because you have to be cautious as to how you look at it. The first graph that comes up, for example, shows that in 2016, the overall estimated number of children who had
mm-hmm.
ever been diagnosed with ADHD went down from
right.
from the 2011 numbers.
Right.
Went from 6.4 million to 6.1 million. However, when you get in there and you're looking at the data a little bit more,
right.
it is different,
right.
And it does continue to increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
and over time, it is inexorably increased.
Right.
You know,
right.
So
nonetheless, we're looking at right around 10 to 11% or so. We'll say 9 to 10%.
Right.
9 to 11%
right.
of kids with kids in the United States. Are diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah, in 2007, the figure was 9.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So today, I think it's safe to say around 10, maybe 11%.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you're going to see those different numbers,
right.
but around 10 or 11%.
Right.
That means of 100 kids, 10 or 11 are going to have this diagnosis.
Right.
Okay. 20 may misbehave. But
right.
it's not because they have ADHD.
Right.
Or not all of them have ADHD.
It'd be something different.
Right.
And over the course of the week, we're going to talk about, and especially tomorrow when we're talking about causes, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about prevalency rates in other countries, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. that's going to be relevant to, you know, when we talk about some of the causes, right. or proposed causes, right. of ADHD. And why we're seeing it at the rates that we do here in the United States, but not so much in, you know, England or France.
Did a study a few years ago, right? And the differences in rates there.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But when we're looking at the data here from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the rates are pretty impressive, again, increasing. Right. With the highest prevalence or the highest number coming in actually the teen and preteen range. Right. Their data shows that for 12 to 17 year olds, there's approximately 3.3 million children and teens mm-hmm. diagnosed mm-hmm. with ADHD. Mm-hmm. For 6 to 11 year olds, it goes up. It's 2.4 million
right.
Kids. So mm-hmm. that's a lot of people.
Right.
You know, that's a lot of kids diagnosed with ADHD or ADD.
You know, this prevalence rate, so we say it's about 10%, mm-hmm. 10 or 11% nationwide. That's an average, mm-hmm. okay? And we want to talk a little bit about averages in a second. But one of the reasons we know that numbers are increasing, absolute numbers, is because we keep running out of medication.
Right.
The United States typically produces enough medication to mm-hmm. cover the number of cases.
Right.
Well, for years, it was determined that about 5% of children had ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you make enough medication mm-hmm. for 5% of children.
Right.
Well, if 8% suddenly start to develop symptoms, then you have a shortage. And right. and stores have run out. Drug stores right. have run out of certain medication, of some of these medications,
right.
because of that. So the rates are definitely increasing, right. and they're increasing faster than we're able to keep up with right. them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you mentioned averages, and so we do need to talk yeah. about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. So many of these data points are aggregate data, are estimates.
Right.
They collect as much information as they can, and then they extrapolate from that to mm-hmm. to look at the entire population. But the reason that average is important is that when you look at the United States as a whole,
mm-hmm.
you'll get these numbers, 9 to 11% or so.
Right.
However, when you look at individual states,
right.
the difference is pretty profound.
The differences are astonishing.
There are some states, like here in Florida, for example, mm-hmm. where the prevalency rate of children diagnosed with ADHD is less than 70%. We're talking about medication here.
Right.
So kids prescribed medication. This is where mm-hmm. this data is coming from. So less than 70% of kids diagnosed with ADHD in Florida are on medication.
Okay.
If you look at a state like West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
more than 80% of kids with ADHD are prescribed medication.
Are prescribed.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a significant, that's an important difference
mm-hmm. right.
because those differences are going to make a sort of reflect in some ways the number of diagnoses
mm-hmm. right.
and the way in which treatment of these symptoms mm-hmm. are managed.
Right.
Behavioral therapy, for mm-hmm. example, especially in states where more medication is used, is far less often used.
Common, right.
So it's complicated.
Mm. Yes.
It's complicated.
To say the least.
Right.
Right.
There's not an easy right. way to look at it. And similarly, the rates of ADHD diagnoses from state to state vary greatly.
Right. That was a big shock.
Right.
Steve Hinshaw and co-authors wrote a book a few years ago, and they presented all these data.
Right.
And we talk about the national average mm-hmm. being around 10 or 11%.
Right.
Well, that means you're going to have some below that, some above it.
Right.
So a study was undertaken to compare state by state
mm-hmm.
what the prevalence rates were. And they range from a low of 3 or 4%, mm-hmm. Usually in the New England and California.
Right.
Okay, so those two areas of the country, you might get prevalence rates closer to 4 or 5, 3, 4%, single digits. As you move into the South and Midwest, mm-hmm. however, the rates go up dramatically.
Right.
Hinshaw and his authors did a comparison of North Carolina to California.
Right.
Okay. And they noticed not just North Carolina, mm-hmm. it could have been any number of states, but they used North Carolina as an example, mm-hmm. and found that in North Carolina, the prevalence rates were around 15 or 16%, that about 15 or 16% of right. children, whereas in California, the rates were closer to they were in single digits.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the exact number was about 5 or 6%.
Right. Okay. Right. There's a link in the CDC article that we have posted where you can go to the state-by-state mm-hmm. data. And in 2011, and I think it's most impressive when you look at Nevada. In Nevada, 4.2% of kids were
Isn't
diagnosed with ADHD. You know, but then you compare that to, you know, other states like Louisiana mm-hmm. and North Carolina, where in South Carolina, where about 11.5% of kids are diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah.
That is a profound difference.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about 4% of kids diagnosed mm-hmm. with ADHD in Nevada, about 5-6% in California, mm-hmm. down up to, you know, 11 to 11.5% in some of these southeastern
states. West Virginia,
states.
North Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. The southern states typically, there's an exception, Delaware and Maryland, both mm-hmm. pretty high.
Rhode Island is too.
Right. But it's these southern states.
Right.
Okay. And so it's not likely mm-hmm. that they would have more than twice, almost three times.
Right.
Okay. The number of cases. That's just not likely.
Right.
Our guess is that there's a higher level of expectation.
Right.
In North Carolina.
Right.
When it comes to how children should behave.
Right. Okay. And we're going to talk about that when we talk about causes.
Right.
Right.
Right. So, once again, we have to be careful with numbers. Mm-hmm. Because it looks like maybe as low as 4% or as high as, or as low as 6%, as high as 16%, mm-hmm. but we're dealing with averages,
right.
Okay? And what we have to remember and be concerned about is why the vast differences,
right?
Okay? And that's what we need to discuss.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that again.
But even at 10%, if we say 10%, that means in a class of 20 children, a typical classroom of 20 children, two of them are going to have ADHD.
Right.
That's a significant problem.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's not an insignificant problem.
Right. And kind of branching from what we talked about yesterday, mm-hmm. does it mean, are some of those kids misdiagnosed?
That's right.
Possibly.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
certainly. Right. I think that is sort of the point that we're trying to make mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. that, you know, to say that the difference of 4% in Nevada and, 11.5% in some of the other states mm-hmm. is real, that really, truly,
right.
only 4% in Nevada, everybody should move to Nevada, because there's something about Nevada that that decreases your risk of ADHD. It's hard to believe that to be the case, especially mm-hmm. when some of the neighboring states have higher rates.
They have higher rates, exactly.
But so there has to be something mm-hmm. else going on. And so the prevalence rates have to be a little bit inflated by any number of mm-hmm. Of causes. We're still talking about a lot of kids with the behaviors mm-hmm. that we associate with ADHD.
Right. Yeah, even if you use the lowest numbers, you're still talking about a sizable number of children.
Right.
But I think it's safer to use the upper numbers because it's probably a more accurate number.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about 5%, you're still talking about a kid in every class.
Right. That's right.
At least one.
About a third of where you should be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, all right.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to say about this?
But we're gonna dive into this head first again tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Okay. So, all right. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.